Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, you might have heard this, that the biggest water main in the country, which supplies the greater Dublin area, is actually going to be turned off tonight. There's loads of works that have to be done. So obviously this is going to be something that affects people right across Dublin. So one thing you might need to do early is shower. It's a necessity, okay? So
this is our
disclaimer, right? But do you think, Paul, that you can tell a lot by the way people shower or kind of like their shower routine?
Now, my shower routine is a little bit out there. We've had this discussion before, but I've you know, divulged the amount of showers I will have in a day.
Yes, you have.
But I consolidate what one normal person has in one day, I consolidate it across the whole day of my shower routine.
Explain yourself.
So I get up in the morning, and before I go to the gym, like I do every weekday morning, I have a quick shower, right? Because I want to feel fresh going into the gym. I want to wash off the nighttime, the icky, the bleh.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to the gym, freshly showered. Do my workout, I'll shower in the gym, right? So that I'm fresh coming into work, so I don't smell like gym sweat.
Okay, so just a little tally right now, that's two showers so far.
We'll do this show, and I know we're sitting and talking, but still, by the time I get home, the city's been on me, like Dublin City's been on me, and sometimes I'm like, I just kind of... That sounds weird. I just want to go home.
The weight of the world.
The weight of Dublin is sitting on my... I'm the mayor. And then I go home, and I'll shower again.
For the third time, okay?
And then I'll reset myself and to do all me bits and bobs of an evening. And then once the evening's done, if you think I'm going near my couch without a quick shower, you're sorely mistaken. So I definitely will have four showers in a day.
Four showers?
Now, by the way, before I get Karen's coming into the DMs here now.
Ishka Aaron now will be on show.
They're going to arrest me. I'll be tied to a pipe. Like I said, any water, I'm using the same amount of water as one person would in a whole shower. I'm doing like four really quick showers, but like efficiently.
So but what time are they taking? What's a quick shower for you?
A quick shower could be 30 seconds, hon.
Ah, stop.
Ah, yeah. Wash, lather, wash, gone.
See, this is such a boy thing, right? For the girls and anyone who has long hair, this is not feasible whatsoever, right? I am a one shower a day kind of person, but my showers would be like... probably 6 or 7 minutes because I have long hair to wash.
6 or 7 minutes?
Yeah, because I have long hair to wash. And then come here, if you're having an everything shower, well, listen.
Well, it's the weekend. I'm going to have my everything shower now. So I probably won't have my post-work shower. What I'll do is I'll go home and I'll do me shaving and I'll do me prepping and me skins and all me bits and bobs.
Okay.
And then I'll have the all and everything shower.
Which and how long does your everything shower take you?
That could be about like two songs.
This is still nothing. What?
That's two songs.
Are you sure you're washing yourself properly?
But it could be two musical theatre songs. So like and I will give you like, I'll give you that full Dreamgirls performance in the shower.
I was going to say I'd love to see that, but I don't want to see that.
Taking our friendship to a new level there, babe. Come watch me in the shower, Leanne.
I'll be fine, thank you. Something else I know that gets people kind of like, you know, opinionated is whether you have a shower in the morning or at the nighttime. I would say majority of people out there would probably shower in the morning because, again, you're washing off the nighttime. You're freshening yourself up, ready for the day. I'm a nighttime shower person.
And then would you shower in the morning now?
No, only if I have to for some reason. Because also, you have to bear in mind that for anyone with long hair, right, you have to organize your hair wash days. This is a very important thing.
It's like my haircut days. I organize my barber like that way that I'm ready for whatever eventualities may arise.
Exactly. You mentioned as well about doing like essentially Broadway performances in the shower. Is it weird that I don't listen to anything in the shower?
What?
Nothing.
Oh, no. Like we've HomePods, so they're all over the house. I will attach every single HomePod to my phone and I will put on whatever my musical of choice is. And I mean, I'm giving you the performance.
Really?
Oh my God, I am on the West End.
I believe that.
But I'm very wet in the West End.
Let us know this morning as well if you're the same. If you need a shower in the morning or the nighttime, if you're opinionated on that. Also, if you listen to something in the shower, I'm kind of fine with not listening to anything.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
We are talking all things shower and shower etiquette. You've been texting us in on your droves or in your droves even on 0877 98 98 98. Kira is in Clontarf. She texts in to say, I time my showers by how many choruses of Zombie I can belt out If Dolores hits the second, hey-ho, hey-ho, I'm still shampooing.
I love that.
Kira, what a way to word that.
It's kind of like when you're sitting in traffic in the morning and you're listening to the radio. Different bits and pieces that are being done on the radio will kind of like tell you if you're late or not.
Yes.
Do you get that? Because you're driving in listening to 98 every morning. And if you're like at a certain point when Matchy Matchy is being played.
That is so true. If I'm in the car for the 9 o'clock news, yeah. I go, oh crap, you're late.
Yes.
Like literally.
There you go.
And I get cocky when I know where I am and Rebecca is doing Worldwide Rep. I'm like, okay, I'm flying away here.
It's honestly the perfect time indicator.
Yesterday I told you I was late coming in and I knew I was late because all of a sudden I heard the news bed kick in at 9 o'clock and I went, Jesus, Ryder, you're real late today.
Come on. So it's the same now for Kira and Zombie. I think that's brilliant. Mark's been on as well. He's in Tala this morning. He says, I have a strict 10-minute shower rule. 5 minutes to stare blankly at the tiles thinking about the thing I said in 2012 and 5 to actually wash. Listen, the shower is a place of thoughts. And many of them as well, sometimes. The deepest and darkest thoughts do come into your mind and all those embarrassing things you did years ago.
Not to take it to a next level, I do that in the toilet.
I'd sit
in the toilet and think.
The bathroom, like in general, is a great place for that.
Yeah.
I feel like when I'm in a shower, I don't think of anything.
You said this in our pre-show meeting and I literally, there's nothing more Leanne Hannafin coded than you saying, I just don't think of anything.
I don't think of a single thing. And I'm the same on public transport. Yeah. I'm the same in the gym. Not an AirPod in my ear. There's nothing playing. No media, no entertainment. If I'm walking down the street, I'm walking down listening to the ambience of that street.
I wish I lived in a world where I didn't have 101 thoughts going through my brain.
It's like, so nice.
My brain is the hamster wheel that has never stopped. The clowns are clowning. Luke is in my mind. He says, my flatmate has a full playlist called Songs to Cry To in the Shower.
Oh, no.
The opener, My Heart Will Go On, every single morning.
Sorry, Luke, is your flatmate okay?
Luke, I'd get on daft there if I was you, pal.
I think you need to check on your flatmate. I mean, like, you need dramatic songs in the shower. A few bops and a few boogies as well, but the dramatic songs hit different.
You can't beat me doing Christina Aguilera Fighter while whipping my hair back and forth, pretending like I am on stage in Madison Square Garden.
I love it. I can see it already. Let us know your shower song. 087-798-9898.
Leanne Hannafin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.